Iraq's northern neighbor, Turkey, is hosting the NATO summit that begins Sunday. As we mentioned earlier, NATO has now agreed to help the interim Iraqi government train security forces. President Bush is visiting the Turkish capital of Ankara today before he joins more than two dozen other heads of state for meetings in Istanbul. More than 90% of Turks opposed the U.S. invasion in Iraq. Many in the country feared that Iraq's current instability could spill across the border. NPR's Ivan Watson has this report from Istanbul.
A military helicopter roared over the scene of Thursday's bus bombing in Istanbul, which killed four people and left more than 20 injured. It was the bloodiest in a series of small bombings leading up to Sunday's NATO summit. Many people in this city of 12 million, like this shopkeeper, are now on edge.
We are target now.
You feel that way?
Of course.
Turks fear the arrival of President Bush and dozens of other heads of state will once again make their city the target of the kind of massive suicide car bombs that devastated central Istanbul last November. Turkish security forces have locked down the center of the city, with gunboats also patrolling the Bosphorus Strait. Meanwhile, protesters have already begun holding anti-NATO and anti-American demonstrations. For more than a month, they've distributed posters denouncing the U.S. occupation of Iraq.
So the main issue in the society is not NATO, of course, the war in Iraq.
Kemal Okuyan is the leader of Turkey's Communist Party, one of the country's noisiest fringe groups. He says his movement has won support due to popular frustration with the U.S. occupation in Iraq and anger at Bush himself.
To tell the truth, he is helping a lot. Because his behaviors, his way of speaking, it is even the ordinary people in the streets who are not accustomed to big politics can see that he is a very strange and aggressive and insultive.
Political analyst Cengiz Candar says despite 50 years of close ties between Ankara and Washington, anti-American sentiment has been on the rise in Turkey.
All these feelings, negative feelings, galvanize on the personality of the President of the United States. So,
still, Turkey's Foreign Minister, Abdullah Gül, says he's determined to work with the U.S. to ensure stability in neighboring Iraq.
We have the same intention to have a stable, peaceful, democratic Iraq in this region. This is the wish of United States, and also this is the wish of Turkey.
This weekend, Gül says he will once again urge President Bush to do more to stop the PKK, the Turkish-Kurdish separatists who've been fighting the Turkish military from their remote mountain bases on the Iraq-Iranian border. Fearing spillover among its own restive Kurdish minority, Ankara has also continued to pressure the Iraqi Kurds, who rule northern Iraq, not to declare independence and to remain tied to Baghdad. Again, Foreign Minister Gül.
We will continue, but we encourage them to concentrate in Baghdad, because Iraq is their country. We don't want to see Iraq divided.
One unexpected consequence of the troubled U.S. occupation of Iraq has been a rapprochement of sorts between Turkey and the Iraqi Kurds. Analysts say fear of the turmoil in central Iraq has forced the Turks and the Iraqi Kurds to overcome some of their mutual distrust and engage in dialogue. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.